Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it really is food for you. I've said this before, but I want to say it again. We need the food of Christ's Word. It will strengthen us. It will help us. It will give us strength to do what we need to do and to be able to just at times rejoice in His goodness to us. So please, brothers and sisters, it's most important that we open our hearts to Him and to His Word that will lead us safely home. The opening prayer says this: O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Do you ever think that the day will come when we will die and stand before the judgment seat of God? I've tried to picture that in my mind, and I can't even begin. We have a God of mercy who is also a God of justice. So we want to live our lives in such a way that doesn't mean that we can be sinless, but we can certainly cut down, way down. Just take one area of your life that you say, something needs to change in my life here. Bring it to the Lord. Ask Him to help you, and He will do so. All right, let's take a look at the first reading today before I get off on a tangent here and not be able to really serve you His Word. A book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 8 to 14 and 22. A new king who knew nothing of Joseph came to power in Egypt. He said to his subjects, "Look how numerous and powerful the people of the children of Israel are growing, more so than we ourselves. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase. Otherwise, in time of war, they too may join our enemies to fight against us and so leave our country." Accordingly, taskmasters were set over the children of Israel to oppress them with forced labor. Thus they had to build for Pharaoh the supply cities of Pithom and Ramesses. Yet the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. The Egyptians then dreaded the children of Israel and reduced them to cruel slavery, making life bitter for them with hard work in mortar and brick and all kinds of field work, the whole cruel fate of slaves. Pharaoh then commanded all his subjects, "Throw into the river every boy that is born to the Hebrews, but you may let the girls live." My goodness, brothers and sisters, here's such an attempt to destroy the Christians. Brothers and sisters, how hard the enemy wants to work against us, and he does through all kinds of people. But we have a God of love. We have a God who loves us. Boys and girls, children, he loves us, and he wants us to know him. Psalm 124 tells us, "Our help is in the name of the Lord." That's where the source of our help is always. Even before, if you are in a difficult situation and you know what you think you should do, always, always take it to the Lord first. You might be surprised sometimes. Sometimes it'll just be fine. But open your heart to Him. Psalm 124 says, "Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us when men rose against us, they would have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were free. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And brothers and sisters, that's a psalm, if we can memorize, would be a very good thing, because we so quickly, when we're in difficulty, we turn to this person or that person, or we don't have anyone to turn to, and we become depressed and angry or sorrowful or in pain of some way. But Jesus says, blessed are the persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we've been persecuted, come to a wise person, but most of all, come to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Lord, give me some way through this difficulty that I'm facing right now. I think I know what to do, but it's not working. So please, Lord, please help me. And just pray that number of times a day. It might be a week, it might be 2 weeks, but pray. God hears our prayer. He really does. And he knows what's best for us. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34, through chapter 11, verse 1. Jesus said to his apostles, do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword, for I am come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Let me just stop right there, brothers and sisters. I think of my years growing up, and I had I've said before, I had an outstanding father, and I had an excellent mother. And my mother was a convert, and yet she taught me catechism, stayed right with me, walked with me. But it was my father who was my strength. I could turn to him so many times and ask for his advice or his help, and he was always there. Yes, his gas station was right next to the house, which was not a help necessarily, in the sense that I didn't want to come to him during the day when he was so busy. But when he came home for dinner, I said, Dad, could you give me some help? Sure. And that's how your Heavenly Father is. He waits to be asked. He doesn't force his faith on you. He loves you. He wants you. Turn to your Heavenly Father. Whenever you're in difficulty, turn to him and ask for help. Just keep praying. Might be a day, might be a week, might be a month. I don't know. One time for me, it was a year. But God knows when is best. He hears every word of every prayer you pray. He hears it. And he's not ignoring you. He knows the perfect timing. Put your trust in him and pray every day if you're in difficulty, because he loves you. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's to say, your life is not just your own. God wants to use you to bring other people to him. God wants to use you to bring kindness and help and hope to other people. Please, brothers and sisters, please open your heart to him. What makes us unworthy of Jesus? When we love others more than we love him. when we do not take up our cross and follow him. Brothers and sisters, we all have crosses in life, don't we? And we need to say to the Lord, Lord, you've given me this cross to carry. Lord, what is the cross he's asked you to carry? Don't look at it as a terrible, terrible burden, though it feels like that humanly. But turn to the Lord and just say, Lord, you've given me this cross to carry. I'll come to you every day and ask you to help me. Please hear my prayer. And then each day pray that. Just pray that simple prayer, and you might get a thought in your head. You might pick up a book or magazine that's helpful to you. The scriptures are, of course, paramount. Bring it all to the Lord, and he will help you. He loves you. He loves you so much, brothers and sisters. He goes on to say, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man, because he is righteous, will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. Brothers and sisters, even when we're in difficult times, try if you can just to look beyond yourself and the circumstances just for a minute and say, if there's somebody you want me to help, you'll watch how God brings it all together for you. And if there's nothing, then go ahead and just do what you think is best. But the Lord loves you, and he wants to bring us closer to him in the crosses we carry, in the joys we experience, in the hope, the love that we have for one another. May you have the wisdom that you've gained from your own crosses, that you may have the grace to help them, reach out to them, love them. We're all disciples of Jesus Christ. It's not just me. It's not just your pastor. It's not some friend that you think is particularly holy. It's all of us. We're all disciples of Jesus Christ. And God wants you to know what joy you bring him when you say, Lord, I want to be your disciple. Do you know that there's joy in heaven when you say that? Believe me, none of this goes by God. None of this. He sees everything, no matter how many mistakes you make, no matter how often you have to ask forgiveness. What matters is that you do it and keep doing it till God helps you to break a habit, or God helps to build a new habit in you that glorifies his name. I pray, brothers and sisters, that you may be blessed. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.